It's a Kenny Hodge podcast.
Beeping, watching, streets.
You boys are so like friends. When you got love, and when you got
streets is watching.
You gotta stay
out. Check it.
When you
good evening, podcast audience. It's your podcaster, Ken Hodge, with a late Sunday night podcast. I am primarily addressing the employees in Columbus, Ohio, who have to operate under such management. I always say, if it happens in Columbus, one of the largest automated plants the post office has, then I'm pretty sure it's happening in your facility as well. All you'll have to do is just change the names, and I bet you there's a supervisor or manager in your facility that fits the profile. Now, before I start, I want to say up front that there's going to be some who hear the podcast and think I am igniting or rebel rousing. To that group, I want to simply say there are two options in front of us right now. You can continue to let management take advantage by not being in compliance with your contract, or you can speak about it. Those are the two options that we have. So if you choose to just be taken advantage of, then that's what that is. I choose not to. So again, by making employees aware, hopefully it makes management aware. And I do believe that if manage, because sometimes management makes decisions that make sense to them but are definitely against our contract and in the interest of most of the managers, well, supervisors are 204Bs, so they are our work associates. They're still mail handlers, they're still clerks, so we tend to go ahead and do that. But what I'm saying, and please don't take this as if you have 150%, then I'm asking you to give 149. Give what you have. I mean, you know, that's the name of this game. But if what you have isn't up to their expectations, then they have to change their expectations. And I know that sounds crazy, but it's a fact. Columbus, Ohio, let's talk about overtime for a second. I don't know why it seems so hard for management to understand that they're going to need overtime. And instead of just scheduling it while you're at work, they leave it up to the clerk in the office to call you. How thoughtless is that? If you're saying that as a manager, you can't project your overtime usage and everything is an emergency, then maybe you might want to find something else to do. But when an employee leaves work and they're not already told they have overtime the next day, then their activities outside of work will be different. And now you want to call an employee at home using a clerk, which is totally against a mail handler clerk bilateral understanding. But you do that, and then you put that employee at a disadvantage. Come on, man. And to the mail handlers in Columbus, Ohio, who feel that extra pressure, not motivation, pressure, because management says or gives you that look that makes you think that you're not doing enough, all I can say to you is learn your job. You see, if you are doing your job, the job that the United States Post Office has given you via a bid, then you should not feel pressure because you can't do that job and two other jobs, especially since there are no standards for either job. United States Postal Service, particularly Columbus, Ohio, you would do yourself and the employees you are responsible for a great favor, a huge favor, if you would just insist that the supervisors learn their jobs and the jobs of the area they are responsible for supervising. And that's not a knock on the supervisor, but if the supervisors understood their job and all the functional areas, then it would make it easier for them to understand if an employee is getting done what they need to get done. But if you really don't know what that employee should be doing, then that is a form of harassment to ask him to do more. Him or her. Excuse me. To the mail handlers in Columbus, Ohio, in all sincerity, the more time I spend in the craft, the more time I am in Columbus, Ohio, one thing is evident. If it were not for the mail handlers in Columbus, Ohio, in most cases, making decisions unbeknownst to management, there's no way most of that mail would probably get out on time. So to the mail handlers in Columbus, Ohio, I mean, strong J, I do. I mean, you know, my compliment plus $1.25 will get you a cup of coffee. But from one craft member to the next, I am absolutely certain if mail handlers didn't adjust on the fly, then most of what Columbus does would probably stay on the news as being a piss poor operation. So strong J to all the mail handlers and to Columbus management, you should be smart enough to understand that. And once you really come into grips or come to grips with that, you're going to treat your mail handlers and your clerks. I don't want to forget about the clerks. You're going to treat your employees so much better because you're going to understand that without them, this ain't happening. And in all honesty, Columbus management, you don't do a whole lot to make it happen. You do a lot to agitate, but you don't do a whole lot to make it happen. And the people that make it happen, again, are most of your craft employees. Columbus, Ohio, let me give you a little bit of a rundown on what else is happening in your facility in the past few days or weeks. I mean, last couple of days, we just had a power outage. And again, I don't search for nice things to say about postal management, but I would like to say that Valerie Roush stepped up like Tom Brady and made that whole unfortunate situation bearable. Again, she made a call that employees could go sit in their cars till the power came on, and that was echoed by 204B's lead clerks walking through the plant because the PA system was down. And I'm glad the employees got the message because so many employees are oriented into you don't leave the building unless you're on lunch. So when that news came down that they could actually leave the building and go sit in their cars, it was received very well. So hey, outstanding coordination from the manager of implant support. I hope because I said something nice about you on my podcast, I don't get you fired. But the message that I received from that was, it's Columbus employees showed that it's not always money. If management showed some interest in their employee as people also, I mean, no telling what we could probably accomplish out of the Columbus Post Office. And to the APWU members, you got some shenanigans going on over there. Again, talk about what I think is disparity in treatment. You got the same MDO involved in the same infractions three times, and only one person got fired. Somebody tell me where's the fairness in that. I'm not going to go into any more detail on that because that's an active case, but it don't add up to me. So just a short podcast on a Sunday evening. To the employees of the United States Postal Service, I really want to say, hey, give it your best every day, all day. And if your best isn't good enough, then they'll be all right with it. Have a nice evening, and remember, let's stay positive and let's stay strong.